Welcome to WAEJ The Drew Show. Thanks for joining Andrew Woodson as he interviews interesting and creative people
from the world of sports, entertainment, and culture.
Also check out his conversations with today's news and hot topics. And now your host, Andrew Woodson.
What's up? I'm over Mahaley, Pro Bowl fullback for the Atlanta Falcons, and you're listening to Andrew and The Drew Show.
Welcome to The Drew Show, everyone. I'm your host, Andrew. I want to thank everyone so much for joining us tonight for another great show that we have. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in for the archive shows as well. It really means a lot that you guys take your time out of your day to tune into this show, and we really appreciate it. Before we get started, I want to give a special shout-out to the VRO. These are a great bunch of girls that love what they do, and they're also in the works of creating a website for The Drew Show as we speak, so we're really looking forward to that a lot. Tonight, I'm very pleased to have this guy on the show. He is widely known for his portrayal of the beloved Mr. Belding on Saved by the Bell.
When I wake up in the morning and the longest out of morning, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly by. It's all right.
I am pleased to welcome to the show Mr. Dennis Haskins. Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man. How about you?
I'm doing great. I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to join me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. Now, you're in Georgia, is that correct?
I am in Georgia. Sure am.
What part of Georgia?
Griffin, Georgia, actually, about 45 minutes outside of Atlanta.
Sure, I know Griffin. I was born and raised in Chattanooga, so my part of the woods.
Oh, wow, I guess so. You were actually in Atlanta the other day, right, for the and you went to the Augusta Green Jackets game.
I passed through Atlanta a lot because I fly Delta a lot, but I did come in and host a night at the Green Jackets game. It was a great turnout, and the Green Jackets won.
Well, that's fantastic. Mr. Haskins, I should say, Saved by the Bell was on for 11 years, and I grew up watching this show every morning. Are you surprised at all that this show is still just as popular now as it was back then?
You know, we had no idea, to be honest. We just were glad to have a job and doing a show that kept getting picked up. We were actually canceled 4 times.
Oh, wow.
Good Morning, Miss Bliss, the show was dropped, and then, well, not really canceled, but not renewed. We had 19 episodes, I guess, and with no future shows planned. So we had a wrap party after that, and then we had another wrap party. And finally, the next thing you know, we've got 100 episodes in the can, and the show went to 87 countries around the world, and it's still rerunning after 22 years.
Wow. And my kids enjoy the show, and I know that it's on every Saturday morning still. And, you know, I heard Brad Garrett from Everybody's Loves Raymond talking about Everybody Loves Raymond one day once the show was off the air, saying that it's a special thing when a show just works, and you know when a show just clicks and everything just falls into place. And that seems like what Saved by the Bell did. Everything just fell into place.
Well, that's kind of right. You know, we started out as Good Morning, Miss Bliss on the Disney Channel with Haley Mills as the star, and I was the principal, and I was Mr. Belding, and there was Zach Screech Lisa, but also Max, and I forget Heather Hopper's character's name, and a guy named Milo, and Haley Mills' best friend. And that didn't really click. Disney decided not to go on with the show, but NBC saw potential in Mark Paul Gosselaar as Zach, being another Ricky Schroeder. It's Rick Schroeder now. Back then it was Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to invest in the kids, and Saturday morning was all cartoons. There were no sitcoms. They call them live action. There were no sitcoms on Saturday morning. It was just Bugs Bunny and the Roadrunner having the anvil, or the coyote dropping. You know what I mean? The Roadrunner dropped the anvil on the coyote.
Right.
So they put us on, and it started picking up. It started catching on. And Brandon Tartikoff's daughter liked the show, which helped us a lot, Calla. And then they decided to do some more, and the numbers kept going up a little bit. They decided to do some more. Next thing you know, we ended up beating Bugs Bunny and all those other shows, and But this is before Zach and Cody, before the Amanda Show, before Drake and Josh. None of that stuff was on the air.
Right.
So, you know, we were first.
Absolutely. And I think that set a precedent for those shows. I believe Saved by the Bell did. What was it like backstage for you guys once the camera stopped rolling? Did everyone really get along? Did any of y'all hang out after the show?
We would go out every Friday night after the show, the whole group, cast and parents and some producers. We either go to Jerry's Deli in Studio City, or we go to Ed DeBevick's down in Beverly Hills. We just all hang out and have fun. I mean, it was a lot of fun. I think that after show bonding showed up on screen also. It was a good group. You know, there were no egos back then. And of course that eventually starts coming in once people get a little power and a little control. But the chemistry on Saved by the Bell really worked. It was with Mario and Mark Paul being, combatants for Kelly, and somehow Jesse putting up with all that with Slater. And then Screech chasing Lisa, who he never caught. And Mr. Belding always wanted to be one of the kids, but still, at the end of the day, being the principal and doing what was right for everybody. I mean, it all worked out.
How much was Mr. Belding like Dennis Askins? Did you incorporate a lot of your own into the...
Well, I mean, you can't... I mean, it's you in there, but I was obviously playing the character. I really enjoyed the kids off the screen, so I also enjoyed them on the screen. That's part of me, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I really, you know, it was a character. It was somebody I portrayed. It's not... I tell people I played the guy. I'm not the guy, you know, but I'm proud of having been Mr. Belding, and will be for the rest of my life.
I see. Do you keep in touch with the cast members now? Or, I mean, do you still speak with any of them?
Not a lot. Just Mario and occasionally Elizabeth. Everybody else is off, I guess, 22 years later. I haven't talked to Tiffany. Shoot, 11, 12 years. The Jimmy Fallon show. Jimmy Fallon show tried to... I went on the Jimmy Fallon show because my alma mater, University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, was in the NCAA tournament, and the Jimmy Fallon show adopted Chattanooga as their Cinderella team because they were the worst record going in. I called them and said, hey, that's my school. And they said, can you be here the next day? And I said, sure. So they had me hide underneath the seats, the bleachers in the audience. And they put a trap door in there. And I was standing on a ladder about 10 feet in the air waiting for Jimmy to talk about the alumni from the show. And he said there was this astronaut and somebody else. And then he said, and Mr. Belding was, and they all kind of cheered. And I came up through the floor and went, hey, 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 what is going on here? And they went crazy. It was crazy. Jimmy was standing about 30 feet away from me, and I couldn't hear a word he was saying. I mean, it was that loud. So from that, they decided to try. They had been talking about a possible reunion show, so they decided to go ahead and try it. And I came back 2 weeks later, this time through the wall. I have yet to make a legitimate entrance. But I was the first, and then Mario came in, and Lark came in, and Mark Paul went on as Zach and did an amazing job of recreating the character he played so many years ago, and added Jesse, Elizabeth Berkley, and then all that was left was Tiffany and Dustin. And frankly, Dustin had written a tell-all book and had kind of upset some people, so they weren't really looking to get him. They wanted Tiffany. And Tiffany wouldn't do it, so I don't know why. She just chose not to do it, and she was even supposed to go on the show for White Collar, promote that show, and canceled because she didn't want to talk about Saved by the Bell. So, everybody has their own reasons for doing things. I'm sure she has hers, and she was a great part of the show, and she's a terrific person.
Right, and once Mark Paul Gosselaar and Tiffany Amber Thiessen and all of them went off the show and moved to Saved by the Bell of the college years, was there talk about canceling the show then, or was it immediate talk about continuing it?
Well, they had talked about, let's take the three boys to college. They tried to do that, and they decided they needed Tiffany, so they added her after the pilot. Mm-hmm. And they decided to try to keep Saturday Morning going just to see if they could. And I got a whole new cast of kids, a whole new class, so to speak, the new class. Right. And it was okay, but it wasn't great. What really helped us is when the college show failed and they brought Screech back on a work study program from CalU to be my assistant, and he and I were a team. So he and I, they counted on us for all the comedy and the kids for all the younger stuff, and they kept changing the kids every season.
Wow. So what was your favorite episode? Do you have one?
Yeah, my favorite episode is when Mr. Belding's brother Rod came to school. He made friends with everybody. He was the hipper, cooler Belding, and he was going to take them all on a rafting trip, but when it came right down to it, he had this flight attendant came in town. He came up to me in my office, always dark. I don't think anybody's around. He goes, "Hey, Richie, I got a date with Inga. I can't go on the rafting trip." And Mr. Belding goes, "Get out of my school, Rod." You know, because even when it was his own brother, he just wouldn't let somebody take advantage of the kids. And he didn't know, but Zach was in the hallway listening. Mm-hmm. Went back and told the kids we're not going because Rod can't go. And Mr. Belding comes in and covers for Rod. So he's got the flu, he can't go. But I don't know much about rafting, but if you'll let me, I'll take you. And they all said, "Oh, great," and they all go. Now that, to me, is the whole relationship of Mr. Belding and the cast of kids. So.
And I have to say, you did an absolutely amazing job as Mr. Belding. And I mean, it was just amazing.
Oh, thank you very much. I mean, it's really pretty cool the way people love the show and they love the character and they understand the relationship. And I've been all over the world and been in Romania. I was in Romania doing a movie about 10 years ago, and this guy walks up to me and he says, "Teacher?" You know, he recognized me from Saved by the Bell, because when Ceausescu was assassinated, the first American TV show to air in Romania was Saved by the Bell.
Saved by the Bell. Wow, yeah, that's amazing.
Isn't that something? It was American high school. It wasn't political. And pretty amazing stuff when you think about it, from a studio in NBC Burbank with 300 people watching on a Friday to a whole country. You know, it's pretty cool.
Now, as I mentioned, Saved by the Bell was aired for 11 years. What is something that is there one particular thing that sticks out in your mind that maybe the viewers did not even get to see on camera that really sticks out in your mind that you hold special?
You know, just those first couple of years were just really cool. I mean, it was a lot of fun. We all got along. We all had, it was a team. You know, we were there for each other. I mean, after a while, things started changing. They went away from the school for about 10 episodes, I think. They did the beach club episodes and some adventure, quote-unquote, episodes. They were seeing how they could do with that. And frankly, I was really worried because, you know, I've been doing the show, and I thought, well, they're not going to use me anymore. And they decided that they needed the school for that cast and the conflict with Mr. Belding. And so to my good fortune, they came back to school. So that's something the fans may not know. But what happened as a result of them doing those beach episodes is they came up with the idea for a show called California Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
That show came along and did very, very well. And when Jimmy Fallon could not reunite the cast of Saved by the Bell, he reunited the cast of California Dreams. And I tried to pretend I was principal on their show to be part of their reunion since ours didn't work. But that was just the Fallon people including me at the end, because I've been in at the beginning.
Right. Now, I'll tell you what I really loved. I loved the Hawaii scene when the kids had to basically schedule you guys the entire trip.
For Hawaii, when, going to Hawaii, the Hawaii movie?
Right. There you go.
Yeah, that was, you know, they talked to us about doing this movie in Hawaii. We're going to go over for 2-3 weeks. We ended up shooting the whole thing locally except for 3 days in Hawaii, where we did what they call exterior shots or establishing shots.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some talk I wouldn't go. I mean, for some reason, the executive producer started separating the 6 kids and myself. There were only 7 people in the show. But they started promoting just the 6 kids, and every time they watched the show, they'd see me, of course. I was in every episode. I mean, it was a little interesting thing because your ego gets involved, and you want to be thought of as, I love the show. I love being part of it. And when people start sliding you a little bit, it's kind of hard to understand why. Mm-hmm. But they had their reasons for wanting to promote it a certain way. So that's something I had to adjust to and deal with. And to this day, I still have many, many, many people who come up to me and love the show and love Mr. Belding and the show. So, you know, I have that.
All right. Absolutely. Do you mind if we take a quick call?
Sure. Go ahead.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
How's it going?
Y'all, good. How about you?
I'm doing good. My question kind of got shot down, but I'll still ask it, in, I guess, another tone. If someone did come down, everybody was willing to do the reunion, would y'all still do it?
You know, I really wish. I mean, I'm glad that a fan has asked this, because I really thought the fans deserved the reunion. I mean, I know the when a show like Jimmy Fallon wants to try to reunite a cast, that says something, you know. And I don't think there will be a reunion anymore, because we tried, you know, and we got down. But and Mark, you know, the best chance we had was on the Fallon show. But even People Magazine screwed it up. You know, they took five of the six kids and didn't even mention me, and tried to steal the reunion thing. So, but funny enough, when they did not even include me, a guy in Detroit at the Detroit News wrote a story about where was Mr. Belding, and a friend of mine called me, and I called the guy, and we did a story that it wasn't my choice, that they knew I was available and chose not to even from going from day one of Miss Bliss to the last day of the new club, and for them not to even mention me in the story, I thought was an obvious personal choice and slight. And we talked about it. So that story got picked up by the New York Times, by the Washington Post, by the Chicago Sun-Times. Then Yahoo put me on the cover of their Yahoo page for a whole day, say, where was Mr. Belding? And as a result of not being in it, I got more attention than if I had been in it. So, and it's only because it wasn't because I was trying to get something I didn't deserve. It was because they did something to me. I didn't deserve by excluding me.
Yeah.
So the fans stood up and they said, well, you know, this wasn't right. And not only the fans, but the press and everybody else.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. Now, and that is a great question. Now, did you say NBC, did they ever try to reach out and actually put you guys together?
No. No, once the show was over, NBC was done with us. They, what's really kind of, what some people may not know, there's some behind-the-scenes thing. We had contracted for 13 Miss Blisses, the movie, and 76 episodes. Well, the show needed 86 to make it to that magic 100 number for syndication. But our contracts were up, and it was coming into January and February, and the producers wanted to do 10 more episodes. Well, in order to do those 10 more episodes, you had to not want to do pilot season. And Tiffany and Elizabeth wanted to have an opportunity to go into their next series. So they chose not to do 10 more. So that's when Tori came in.
Uh-huh.
But we did the graduation episode and then did 10 more episodes. But it was all about the money. It was all about getting 100 episodes, they had a show. They cared while we were on the show. There's still people that I'm friends with. It's a guy named Kevin Riley, who's the president of Fox TV, mm-hmm. who was the note-gate for NBC. He'd come over from NBC and say, this is what the network wants or likes or doesn't like. Really good guy. In the mold of Brandon Tartikoff, ended up running NBC for a while, and he still, he cared and stuff like that. But once it's over, it's time to go on to other things, and that's what everybody's done.
Right. Now, I think it's pretty awesome that you have actually taken Mr. Belding to college campuses across the U.S. and Canada. That must be really cool to have people come up to you and tell you how much they have enjoyed the show throughout the years.
I did. I toured colleges in the United States and Canada for about 8 years. It was amazing the reaction of people coming out to see me. I ended up staying after the show and signed autographs for 2 to 3 hours.
Wow.
I mean, it was they come with their picks. That was something they wanted. Thank you. You helped raise me. You helped teach me this. I mean, it's amazing, honestly, when you think about it. But the age group that grew up watching the show, that were really fanatics about the show, are now 20 and up, maybe 21 and up to maybe 35. So the kids that are in college now may be aware of the show, but then it wasn't their favorite show, like the ones 21 and up. And now I'm doing baseball stadiums and the boys' summer baseball tour for our minor league baseball stadiums. Going to be in Bowling Green, Kentucky, and going to be in Bowie, right outside of Baltimore, Maryland next week, and then go on to Jim Kelly's golf tournament and several other baseball stadiums after that, Richmond, Virginia, maybe even the Washington Nationals are going to bring me in the day after that. I'm doing a San Diego prom. I just did the Cleveland prom, and there's a lot going on, so it's just on to a different market.
Well, that's fantastic. And I wish I knew. I wish I would have known ahead of time that you were at the Augusta Green Jackets game. I would have loved to have been able to meet you. That would have been great.
Oh, sorry. Well, you know what? I got so many of these things going on. I don't think. I only saw today that you're in Georgia. So. But I don't know. I mean, I'll come into a town and forget I know friends there because I'm so busy just getting my schedule together. I had a spring break tour for McFadden's organization, but it was Guy Harvey's in Panama City and McFadden's in Key West. And I would fly all night out of Los Angeles to get into Panama City in the morning on a Monday, grab a nap, do some press, hang out that night, stay up till about 2, do my appearance. Have to get on a plane at 5 a.m. so you can't go to sleep. Then fly through Atlanta down to Key West, get into Key West about 11, grab a nap there. But be excited. I'd never been to Key West. So I wanted to see it too. So then stay up and do my gig there and then stick around the next day. I mean, you can see the schedule is brutal. But that's what it takes. I mean, that's the way it is. So you go out and get it, you know.
Well, there you go. You have another friend in Georgia, so you don't have an excuse.
All right. I got a lot of friends in Georgia. I was born and raised in Chattanooga, so
yeah.
I like Georgia a lot.
I actually read that you play to tens of thousands of college students, and I've heard that you actually sing. Is that right?
Yeah, I was doing musicals right in college. I did a three-penny opera, and I did 1776 at our community theater, and a funny thing happened in the way of the Forum at the dinner theater in town, and then did Louisiana Cavalier, which was a musical in Natchitoches, Louisiana, the premiere down there. Came to Los Angeles and did Company out here. God, I got a call coming out. I can't believe it.
What?
Don't be crazy. I'm just going to do this real quick. Be right back. Don't worry.
Sure, of course. No problem. Mr. Haskins will be right back. It's great having him on. The listeners, the ones that's listening right now, I am so sorry.
So I all of a sudden I got this thought, I need to do another musical. You know, I missed it. And I ended up doing a show called Angry Housewives, and as a result got saved by the bell. It's a long, long story. I won't bore you with the story, but it's pretty amazing how that works. And then I'm driving by this little club in Burbank, it's called Dimples. And I saw a buddy of mine out there, Steve Easton, who's an actor, who's been in Catch Me If You Can, Field of Dreams, a bunch of stuff. And I went in to say hi. Turns out it's a karaoke club. It's the first karaoke club ever in the United States. He got up and sang. I thought, well, I'll get up and sing, you know. So I got up and sang a song. Next thing you know, I'm hanging out over there. And to this day, I still hang out over there. I quit drinking about 6 years ago, but I still go by there and have my water and see everybody and get up and sing. Mm-hmm. And it occurred to me, the more I got up and sang, the more I would be ready for anything new that comes along, any kind of musical. And I had a chance to be in the national company of Wicked for the role of the Wizard. Got down to the final three in New York, and it was, I think it's because I was in shape and working out, doing all that singing. what an experience. Anyway.
Wow, I imagine so. And I actually saw a YouTube video. You actually got to sing with Brooke Hogan one time, is that right?
Yeah, you know, it was. I've had my birthdays at Dimples, and a friend of mine, Jeff Franklin, who created Full House, came by, and he brought Brooke. They were talking about some projects, and I never met her. She's a really nice girl. And she said she wanted to get up and sing with me, and I said, well, what do you want to sing? She goes, I don't really know a lot of songs. She goes, how about Mustang Sally? I said, okay, we'll get up and sing. Well, it turns out she only knew the chorus. So I sang most of it, and she sang, but she's a really, really nice girl. And I was very nice to meet her. And now that what happens is people take a lot of videos and shoot a lot of stuff and say whatever they want to about it. There's not a whole lot you can do about that. But I thought that came off really nice.
Speaking of that, I believe TMZ actually got you one time, didn't they?
They've gotten me a bunch, you know. Some of it's nice, some of it isn't. You know, their job is not to be nice. They're they make their money off of being a little controversial or whatever.
Right.
And sometimes they're nice, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they tell the truth, sometimes they don't.
Right.
So there's not a lot you can do about it.
Right. And I've got to ask you this too before I let you go and all. Would you care to give us a little bit?
Sure, I'll give you one of my favorite songs.
Okay.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. There you go.
Perfect. Awesome.
Hey, thanks. I'm glad we finally did this, and say hi to all my friends in Georgia.
I sure will. Thank you so much, Mr. Hastings.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Mr. Dennis Haskins, Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell. I appreciate him joining me. Thank you. Thank you to everyone that listened to the show. Keep tuned for more shows to come. July the 4th, we'll have Rudy Rudiker on the show. He played, as of course, from the famous movie Rudy, the original guy, Rudy Rudiker. He will be on the show as well, and we have some more good shows coming up as well. Again, thank you everyone so much for listening to The Drew Show. Good night.